Blog Talk Radio.
Let me make this an absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world, whether we want to be or not. And therefore, we are the only ones that can preserve the peace. And to do that, we must have strength. Meeting this mission is responsibility for preserving the peace, which I believe is a responsibility peculiar to our country, that we...
It looks like the Sand People did this all right. Look, the Scaffy Sticks, Bantha Tracks, it's just... I never heard of them hitting anything you've seen before.
They didn't, but we are meant to think they did. These tracks are side by side. Sand People always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jawas that sold us our team Sepia.
And these blast points, too accurate for Sand People. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
But why would Imperial keep one for a Jawa?
All right, talk loud, baby.
If they place the robots here, then we have learned who they sold them to, not leading back home.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
You know, with this life you pass away. For life presents a possibility. And every day I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me.
Fear of life is a path to the dark side. Death is a natural part of life. Rejoice for those around you who transform into the Force.
Sun rose high and burned the night away. He stood before me, was my enemy. Come to take away my liberty.
Now you will experience.
I'm not driving the up to 25 pounds. He's in handcuffs and face down. Got her lawyer say up to seven individuals working for the.
Okay, everybody. Joseph Gibson, podcasting worldwide here, understanding the times in which we live today. And they are some serious times.
Okay.
We have a 10-year-old that's been kidnapped by his mother. And he is being housed in somewhere in Reidsville, North Carolina. There was a custody order that the child was not supposed to be removed from the home, filed at the courthouse in Rockingham County, North Carolina. Okay? In 2011. Because the mother had done this one previous time before with this child. Okay, he was removed from his home and taken to one of those women's shelters where a woman, you know, wants to break up with her boyfriend, and you know the boyfriend is abusive and verbally abusive. You know, tells the woman, you know, maybe you should clean the dishes or maybe do a load of laundry because it's stacked up to the ceiling. You know, stuff like that. And you know, these women out there, I'm not saying women out there are not battered or beaten up. It does happen. However, a lot of cases, they're felonious. They're fake. Okay? And women make false claims. Some women are mentally unstable. And they can play the system very well. And the system does cater to them. Many, many times the system does. We hear all the sob stories where the women the women are trapped, beaten, and battered. And they can't get out. Well, folks, I don't believe that. Because I know firsthand from knowledge that all a woman has to do is say, he hit me, and you're going to jail. Okay? And that's what has happened here with this case. We have a 10-year-old on the line right now. Yes. Joseph, please, tell the listeners out there what has happened to you. You have been kidnapped, correct?
Yes, I've been kidnapped, and I want to go back to my original home where I can live with my dad and be safe.
Okay. Joseph, What, your mother took you to a place that you don't know where you're at right now, correct?
Yes.
You're in a strange environment. You have
yes.
strangers surrounding you, correct, right now, during this flu pandemic. During a flu pandemic,
yeah.
you're in a dormitory type of setting.
In this house right now that I do not know.
And do you feel safe at this house, Joseph?
No, I want to go back to where I originally lived.
Okay. How sad. Reidsville, North Carolina. The deputy sheriffs were notified of this case. They've done nothing. The Rockingham County Sheriff's Department has done nothing. Nothing. They went. This. Did you call 911 today? You were able to snatch away a telephone without their knowledge from the kitchen area of this house, correct? That's how you're calling me, correct?
Yes. I was able to get the phone.
Okay, and you're not supposed to be on the phone, correct?
Yes, because my mom really does not want me to get in contact with you.
Okay. And right now, so again, I want you to tell the listeners and all the new listeners, this is a 10-year-old. You've been kidnapped, correct? You've been kidnapped and
yes.
placed into a strange environment.
I'm the strange
Tell them, Joseph. Tell the listeners.
I'm in this strange new place, and it doesn't feel right to live here, and I want to go back home with my dad, but I can't because I'm not getting any information, and I just feel so worried and scared and sad.
Joseph,
really,
what did the sheriff
really just
say
go
to you
home.
Today?
Please,
What's that?
Bring me home, somebody.
We will, Joseph. We'll get you home. We will get you home. We will. We will get you home where you want to be
Please
safe.
Please get me home. I don't want to be in this unsafe environment where I'm living with strangers. Little stranger's house.
I know. And you don't even know the address of where you're at, do you? You don't know the address, right?
Because they say it's for safety.
Safety? Why, Joseph, wait a second. For safety, were you in any danger at your home, your original home that they took you from? Was anyone threatening you or trying to hurt you, Joseph?
No, nobody was trying to hurt me at my original house, so why should I go to a new one?
Exactly. So they're saying, what you just said for your safety, that you're in this new residence for your safety. That's what they're telling you, these strangers, right? They kidnapped you, brought you to this place that you're unaware of, and they're saying that you have to stay there for your safety. And you just said you came from a safe home. You were safe at home. You were happy. You were happy in your own bedroom, right?
I was with my family, people who I love, and now that's just been torn apart because I've been drawn.
Oh my God.
I've been drawn away from my dad.
Yeah.
And this is really
and
the
folks,
only
this is
where
what
I
happens.
Talk to my dad.
Yeah. And if they found out you were talking to me right now, you would be in big trouble, right?
Yeah, I'll probably get all my electronic systems taken away.
Oh, well, that Joseph, but you are very brave, Joseph. You are very brave.
Yes, and I need to stay strong.
Yeah, stay strong, buddy. You stay strong. And your mother kidnapped you. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. Your mother kidnapped you.
Yeah, this is what I get on Mother's Day. This is seriously what I get.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Yeah. And now, you called 911 today even, correct? You called 911 and tried to get help. And the police came there. And what did they tell you? Did they tell you not to ever call 911 again?
And they said I'm too young. What? How am I too young?
They said you're too young to call 911?
Help!
Wait a second, Joseph. They said you're too young. You're 10 years old, correct? You're 10 years old, right?
Yeah, nearly a teenager.
They said you're too young to call 911?
Yeah, they said I'm too young to have a Facebook account.
Okay, all right, too young to have a Facebook account, too. But they said you're too young to call 911. What the heck's going on here? This is insanity.
You know, the police are literally stupid.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. Well, we all know that, Joseph. We all know that. Joseph, so you called 911, the police came out, and they left you there where you said you felt unsafe. You felt unsafe, correct?
Yes, I felt unsafe here, and then they just pulled Uno reverse card on me and said that I couldn't go back there.
Oh, my. Okay, Joseph. Now, for the listening audience out there, you have to understand, this is a 10-year-old child. It's a 10-year-old child. Hang on a second, Joseph. We have listeners, so many, many listeners on the phone. And this is Mother's Day special, folks. A 10-year-old has been kidnapped. Now, this happened yesterday, correct? Yesterday evening. Now, tell me, where was your father when you were kidnapped, Joseph? Where was your father at?
When I was kidnapped just a couple of days ago?
Yes, yes, Saturday you were kidnapped, right? You were kidnapped yesterday, and Saturday, am I correct?
We were driving to get food for me.
So your dad was out buying you dinner? And your dad came home and you weren't there no more? That's what happened, right?
She tricked you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay, I think I hear somebody coming.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting.
I hear somebody coming.
So your dad's out buying the family dinner, thinking that he's buying the family and the mother a Mother's Day gift. You know, what was it? Olive Garden, I think? It was a Mother's Day Olive Garden gift, correct?
Yeah.
That's your brother in the background, isn't it?
Yeah, he's trying to find me.
He's trying to find you. You're hiding, huh? Don't get in trouble, Joseph.
Oh,
I'm not trying to get you in trouble, please.
Yeah.
If you have to call back in, if you have to hang up, call back in, by all means. What's that?
Yeah,
Joseph.
Yeah?
Is your brother supervised right now? How old is your brother, Joseph?
Four, and he's being unsupervised right now, just running around the house.
Unsupervised? And this is a shelter? So because it was unsafe at your other house because the woman there just had to steal her two children and leave? Where is the mother at? Where is she? Shacked up with another guy, maybe? Where is she at?
Downstairs.
Yeah, someone needs to call the cops. You got that right, people in the chat room. Someone does. He did call the cops. He called 911. That's right, someone. He's in Reidsville, North Carolina. We think he's on Scale Street. He doesn't know where he's at. We cannot get any information. The sheriff's department is uncooperative. They are uncooperative in the matter. A report has been filed, but the sheriff's department is uncooperative. And he did call 911 even today. He panicked this afternoon. He panicked. He finally said, I've had enough. And he managed to get the telephone, and he called 911. And the police tracked him down. Obviously, they could track 911 calls. That's what they said. And there's your brother in the background, that cute little guy. What's that cute little guy doing? Unsupervised. I know. Where's his mom at? Why is his mom playing with him? I mean, she's in a shelter, isn't she? Why isn't she playing with her children? I mean, after all right, she's
sorry,
in a safe place now. Right? Where's mommy?
I should put the phone down.
There, it's a landline phone, folks. It's a landline phone that he's calling from. This is supposedly a woman's shelter where the mother kidnapped the two children from the father. Kidnapped the two children yesterday. The father went out to buy dinner for the family. He was tricked and deceived. He went out to the Olive Garden and brought home dinner, and the father came home to an empty house. The mother left. Took off. The sheriff's department is the Rockingham County Sheriff's Department. That's who it is. They've already been contacted. Don't worry. They've been contacted. Joseph, we need to get you home safe with your father. We need to get you home right away.
I need to
clearly
go
something
I
is going on
home.
Here that is unsafe. Something's going on here. And you're reporting this. You're a 10-year-old child, and yeah, people may say, well, he's 10 years old. Well, a 10-year-old, remember when you were 10 years old, folks? I'm sure you would know if you were safe or not. I'm sure you would be able to tell right from wrong in a way, right? I mean, you're not... go ahead, Joseph. I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Go ahead, Joseph. You could talk. You could tell the listeners your story, Joseph. This is you. This is your time, buddy.
I'm going down because no one wants to play.
Okay. You play with your little brother, buddy. You play with your little brother. Okay. Because it seems like you're the one supervising him right now. That's what it appears like. Where's the adults in the house? I wonder, actually, folks. Where's the adults? Where's Mommy? Mommy had to flee because, you know, because the mean old dad was out buying the Olive Garden for the family and for the Mother's Day gift, and the mother decided to flee the residence and take the two children without the father's knowledge. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, no! Help!
I guess Noah wants to talk, huh?
Help!
Uh-oh. That's the mother. She's attacking the child. She's attacking the child, folks. You get your hands off him. You filthy, rotten bitch. She hung up. You filthy, rotten bitch. You hit that child. You hurt that child. You bitch. Folks, call the Rockingham County Sheriff's Department and tell them what you heard. Call them right now. You want justice. Joseph. His name is Joseph. Call. This is true. This is a true story, folks, in the chat room. This is a true story. And I have verifiable witnesses on the phone line who know me and know this story. The woman's name is Bridget Jennifer Pruitt. That is the mother's name. That's right. Yes. How about that one, folks? That's a shocker. All right. Everybody, let's open up the phone lines here. We need to get some justice, find out what's going on. The phone has been taken from him. He's no longer on the line. You heard it for yourself. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about his safety. There's nothing we can do. And, folks, there's a court order. The mother has done this before. She has removed him, the same child, when he was about 1 year old. She took him from the house, went to the shelter, and then guess where she went? After she finally came to her senses, okay, she went back with the dad. She moved back in with the dad and stayed with him for another 8 years. And now she's fleed the residence again. She's disrupted the household. She's shocked these children again. We need justice on this one, folks. These children need to be returned to their father immediately. Immediately. But we can't get any answers from the Sheriff's Department. We can't get them. 619, go ahead.
Good evening, Joseph. This is Dr. Peter Pulmenter. I'm calling.
All right. No, we're not going to play crank calls. You see, you people are so low. We tell a story like this, and you're going to play games. All right, 419, are you out there? Who's out there? Anyone that I recognize that has some substance here to talk about this story? Oh. Press the number one, please. I've invited people onto the show here tonight. You just heard testimony from a 10-year-old. Kidnapped. Yeah, no one's going to answer at the sheriff's office, probably. It doesn't, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do about this situation. This is sad. There is a documented custody order, folks. It's filed with the Rockingham County Courthouse. It's there. I assure you of that. I know this for a fact. This mother is very unstable. There are witnesses that will testify to this, that she is very, very unstable. Why does the system protect women like this? Why? Why is the system protecting women like this? Why doesn't the father have any rights? How can children just be taken without due process, without any type of hearing? How can one parent just take the children and go to a strange place? And the children themselves, It's not like the child was on the phone here tonight saying, yes, I'm glad I'm out of that house. My father was an animal. Oh, thank God. I mean, it's not like the child is saying that. I mean, he's calling from his safe place right now. Why wouldn't he get, you know, if he was in danger, he would have told us that he was in danger at his original place of residence, right? So let's use common sense here, folks. Obviously, something's going on here, and this is the system. The system is backwards. It doesn't work. The system. You just heard it firsthand testimony from a 10-year-old. Press number one, folks. We'll bring you on. 352. Go ahead, 352.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing? I do see 302 also. I will get to you. I see you up top. Everyone, press the number one. You want to get on here. All right. Go ahead, my friend in Florida. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just tried to call the sheriff's office there. No one's answering, okay? You need to get hold of a state trooper's office or the North Carolina Bureau of Investigations right now.
I agree. We did have 911 called, Florida, if you were listening.
911's not going to do it.
Yeah, well, they went out there, apparently, and they told the 10-year-old that he's too young to call 911. Can you believe this? He's too young to call 911.
Because they think it's a prank call because they're in a shelter.
Well, it doesn't matter what they think. Who gives them the right to be judge and jury here? What do you mean? I see your point. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But gives an officer
that's a judgment
the jurisdiction
call they have
to
make? Because
that,
Joe, that they have to make that judgment call because they are on site.
Why not try to contact the father? Well, wait a second. First of all, a police officer doesn't have the right to make that judgment call, okay, because he's not a judge. You know, he's not a judge, okay? He has to take the testimony of that child and say, hey, this kid's saying he's in danger. Where's the dad at?
That's what he's supposed to do. But they're going to go out there, and he's in a shelter, supposedly supervised, and they have to go on what they see.
He's unsupervised.
I know that. You have to go above their heads. You have to go to the state trooper's office right now or the North Carolina Bureau of Investigations.
There's no North Carolina. What do you mean, the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI you're saying? Because there's
no
North Carolina Bureau of
Investigations. No, it's the North Carolina Bureau of Investigations. And then what you need to do is find out which officer showed up at that shelter. And you need to file charges against him of child endangerment.
Okay. Yep, child endangerment. You're absolutely correct. And you just heard it right there. The phone, he was caught. He was caught by his mother, apparently, we can only assume. And the phone was ripped out, and he was obviously slapped or something. He said, ow. And he's fighting back for his dear life.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was being hit, yes. Unbelievable. Oh, my Lord. This is the thing, though. These women that claim these false acts, you know, this is the problem with the system. What gives them the right to do this? You know, I understand that there are women out there that are battered and beaten, but when a woman is beaten up, obviously she goes to the hospital and there's medical reports and you see the injuries and then you say, okay, you know, well, obviously charges need to be brought, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. You have an officer that's on site. And he's got to make a judgment call, and evidently he made the wrong call.
He sure did. Unbelievable. 10-year-old child kidnapped from his dad on a Saturday afternoon. His dad's out buying food for the family. Comes home, children are gone. Still to this moment in time, he has not been contacted by the mother. He hasn't been contacted by. Now, listen, do you think the mother would at least say, hey, your children are safe, they're with me? Do you think she would have do that at least? No.
She should have.
No.
She hasn't.
Sounds irresponsible to me. And this is, very irresponsible.
It's very irresponsible. She's already put the children in danger, putting them in a shelter and not. Calling you, Levy, and informing.
I know. It's a sad situation. It's got me sick to my stomach. But tomorrow morning, apparently, when the courthouse is open, this dad's going to get a copy of that custody order. And then heads are going to roll at this sheriff's department. Because obviously they made a judgment call not to believe the dad.
Right.
You know, because, you know, obviously they didn't see it. They don't see the custody order. I mean, I don't understand. Isn't everything electronic nowadays? Can't they? Isn't everything digital? They can't go in and go into the website. I mean, the courthouse is connected to the jailhouse. You can't. I mean, there's only one person that has access to this stuff. I mean, what kind of hick town is this?
Well, there is only one person. There is only one person with access to it, and that's the county clerk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got a bunch of callers here. I want to see what I get. Stay on the line. I mean, if obviously some of them are going to be crank callers. But let's try 302. He's been waiting a while. 302, go ahead.
Okay.
Joe Gibson.
Yes. Yes.
Understand the times we live in today. Mayday, Mother's Day. Listen, I appreciate your entry and all the men who are in solidarity with you, but I want you to hear something, and I also want every person on the line. And I know there's a plethora of new callers. I need the new callers to push one and get in where they fit in based on this testimony. Last night, there was Jill Scott and Erica Badu, who did a concert. And I want everyone to go to YouTube, Black, Brown, Yellow, and White, Old, Young, Gay, Straight, alike, man or woman, and listen to the greatest commentary, not their music. Their music is the greatest music ever produced in the United States of America. That's Jill Scott, Erica Badu. And then there's a third person. Her name is Lauren Hill. Now, I want to mention three other women on May Day, Mother's Day. If I mention Rihanna, Beyonce, and Cardi B, most of you women, whether you are Muslim, Hebrew Israelite, Moor, or Christian, you will have some commentary based on those three women. But because
okay, what is their action? What is their commentary, Mandelicon, these three women? What is their cause?
Okay. Last night, their interaction because of COVID-19, because of vaccinations, because of staying 6 feet away from each other, their music, I want y'all to hear that. But I also want you to listen to that commentary.
Yeah, I know you did text message me, and you got this important subject that you want to give a commercial about. But I want to stay just for a few more minutes here on this first topic here. But I'll go ahead and let it roll.
Okay.
Go ahead. You go ahead and carry on for a couple minutes. And callers, the first call, obviously, we have a 10-year-old that's been kidnapped. So, but go ahead.
Okay. I want to address what you said about CPS, Child Protective Services, aid to dependent children, and divide and fuck up the family court under the Confederate flag and the red, white, and blue. Here's why I told you I need the red carpet treatment. Because this is Mother's Day, May Day, and the aid to dependent children, CPS, comes under the matriarch. There is no guarantee that the mother or father who is using the children to petition the courts of Uncle Sam to say which one is supposed to have control of the children. Men and women.
Well, wait a second here. Nobody has control. Well, first of all, the mother and father have control of the children. Why is the father left in the dark here? Why does the mother get to take the child and with no documentation, nothing, and just take off to these shelters that are tax-funded and hide out there without the father knowing where his children are? And clearly you heard testimony from the 10-year-old that he doesn't feel safe there. He doesn't like it. It's not his house. He felt much more safer in his own house. So why – I mean, doesn't the child's opinion matter here?
Absolutely. But if we, as a black or white man or woman, go to the family court and try to petition the court that I should have control of the children, here's where both of the mother and father, black or white, are wrong. and that is the children of the corn are now Malachi, and children don't kill none of the elders. You, mother and father, are the enemy of your own family. Why? Because you're telling the government that one of them is a bad parent.
One of them is. You're absolutely correct.
And one of them may be on drugs. One of them may be a prostitute. One of them may be a missing in action.
I think prostitute may fit the picture here, obviously. She did this years ago and then went back with the father for 8 years and then got pregnant again,
okay.
You know, and had another
but
child. So obviously the first time she left was a lie. So why should she be trusted the second time around, you know?
Okay, but when it comes to the fathers who are MIA, missing in action, because
the father's
not missing
in action. The father reported this. The father reported what he's
I'm
supposed
not
to
talking,
do.
That's that
going
one
door
truth.
To door
that's
from town to town,
okay,
banging
Joe.
On doors
okay,
looking
Joe.
For a child.
Okay,
you know?
Joe. Okay, that's the micro level under what you're bringing forth, which I'm in total opposition of. I'm talking about the bigger picture, the macro view. What I'm telling you, that most fathers, you might lay down with the first wife, boo, babe, girlfriend, or you might be a Hebrew Israelite, more Muslim Christian, you put a ring on her finger. Even if you leave that woman, you will go to the next woman and her children. She might have 2, 3, 4, 5 children. But you abandon men. You abandon your first wife, your first boo, your first
All right, Mandelkon. Okay, I get where you're going with this. That's fine. That's your opinion on that matter. But
30 seconds.
I got a bunch of callers here that you asked.
Okay, 30 seconds. I know you do. You got a whole bunch because of my commercial. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that second men who leave their children and abandon them, they will pledge allegiance to the next mother, the next
that is true.
Woman, and the next vagina. And yet,
and I disagree
women,
with that. You're absolutely correct. I believe a father.
Most men
I don't think a father should
family.
Be in charge of another man's parent. I mean, another
okay.
man's children.
But
I agree with
women,
that wholeheartedly.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Listen. Let me say this. Most women, they never ask a man who she allows in her arms, in her municipality, in her jurisdiction. She never asks a man, "Do you have a baby mama, or do you have any other children that you pledge allegiance to?" Most women want some good penis. And they never ask the man who's at the jewelry store, who's at the supermarket, or at Walmart, or at the laundromat, at the gas station. She never asked that man that she meets, "Is there any other children or any other baby mama?"
All right, well, man meets a woman, you know, I mean, obviously you don't walk up to a woman and say, "Hi, how you doing? You want to go out? How many children do you got?" But you eventually find out how many children the woman has or the man has. So, but anyway, Mandelkon, let me get to these other callers that you asked me to entertain here. So, 419, we'll go down the list in here in order. 419, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Joe. Yeah, that seems like a pretty horrific situation. But one thing that we don't want to do is get CPS involved in this stuff. And men should have rights when they are the natural born parent. There's too many variables in this case right here. There's too many variables. There's too many unknowns to just to conclusions. You know, so it's one of those touch and go situations. But one thing we do know is that we don't need government intervention in it until that child is in danger. And yes, the state should be damn ashamed of themselves, bleeding money from the public for these shelters and Safeway houses.
That's true, very true. And this shelter is in Reidsville, North Carolina. We believe it's on Scale Street. It's in a white house, two-story house. We've done some investigating. We believe that's where it's at. And they are receiving tax-funded money to shelter these women with no due process for the man. I mean, how many men are in this shelter? You know, I mean, you know, the thing it is, this is a one-way street, one-way side thing. And I think I brought up a key point. There's obviously allegations here. Where's the due process? There should be some sort of due process here for the father, right?
There most definitely should be. There should be.
No, there should not. Mark and Joe, I want you to hear me clearly. He got the whole world in his hands. Atlas got the world on his shoulders. Women and children are fleeing marriages, booze, and babe, boyfriend and girlfriend relationships because men will beat the hell out of the women and the children, but they won't smack Uncle Sam in the mouth with a wet motherfucking paper towel. So men are brutality specialists because they don't serve, protect, and defend the women, but yet they're going to say, well, I will kick the ass of the woman, I will beat the hell out of the children, but I won't smack Uncle Sam with a wet paper towel. So both of you are wrong. I love you so much, Mark and
Joe. All right. Well, he gave his opinion there. Go ahead. We got a bunch of callers here, but I want to give 419 more time because he's giving his point. Go ahead, 419.
Yeah, I kind of lost my chain of thought there because, as usual. But
as usual, yes, right. I'm a usual
all
suspect.
Right, but don't
you're
God,
right,
let him
Mark.
Finish, please. Let him finish. Please.
As the Bible states so many times, that the last thing you want to do is bring yourself before the courts because they'll turn you over to other administrators and whatnot, and you won't get out until you pay the last penny. And all they're doing
yeah,
is taking
true.
Away the
family. All about money with them.
Their little ones. You know, the Bible states it so clearly. Don't bring that cause. You know, these people should have brought their causes to their church if they go to one.
To hell with the Bible, Torah, and Quran. Hebrews, right?
All right, Mandelgon, come on now. He didn't shout in a shout out at you. Come on now. Let's not disrupt the show. You know, I mean, let him finish his point, please. Please. Go ahead, Mark.
You know, there should be some reasoning between people that people should get together and just start reasoning together. Get a third party, a fourth party, where two or three are joined together, and people can start reasoning this stuff out without causing all this commotion and disrupting children's lives and figuring
this
stuff out on their own. Put their big boy pants, panties on, and get this shit together. Because the nation
well,
is
it's obviously quite apparent through the testimony of the
hey,
child.
Mark,
the dad.
Did you just say big boy
hang on,
panties?
Mandelicon.
Mark, didn't you just say right, big boy right. panties? How the fuck
right,
is America
I
got to
get to other callers.
Mandelicon,
I don't want to get into panty discussions. That's not what the show is about. Let's not disrupt the show. Come on now, Mandelicon. We're arguing. Well, the callers shouldn't be arguing with each other. Each caller gets to make their point. That's what it's all about. You got to make your point, Mandelicon, and I'll bring you back on. Mark. You're absolutely correct where that point is that the parents, obviously through the testimony of this child, that, you know, the father went out to go get dinner and the mother took off. And apparently this has happened years ago, one time earlier, where the mother took off with the same child, but for some reason went back to the father and stayed with the father for 8.5 years and conceived another child with this father. So, obviously, this father isn't this big bad wolf, this big abuser that, you know, or he's one hell of a good con man, you know, to convince a woman to come back for 8.5 years and have another child with him, you know, and buy a house. Apparently, they bought a house together, you know, and you know, are okay. You know, I mean, so you're absolutely right. Obviously, there's a problem here where two adults are not communicating or one adult is refusing to communicate and has an agenda. And I believe that agenda is this woman is a baby factory because apparently she has two other children prior to meeting this man, okay, that were taken by the state, okay? They weren't taken. She gave them up. She abandoned them, and then the father of that relationship has the children and is doing the right thing, raising the child the right way, and, you know, taking care of the child, which what a father should do. And I believe the father in this situation wants the children back and has a home for these children and is willing to be a single dad if he has to and raise these children responsibly. That's what I gather from this. And right now, Mark, you just get a key point. You have the state involved. And anytime you get the state involved, it becomes convoluted. It becomes about money. You got lawyers now that are involved. And then it becomes thousands of dollars. And apparently this father did do the right thing. He covered it. He tried to cover his rear end. He actually went to the court and got a custody order signed with the consent of the mother All parties signed it, and they all agreed that the children would never be removed from the residence again unless both parent, mother, and father agreed. Okay? So this woman broke that agreement. She broke that contract. And that contract is filed at the, so this mother is apparently, I don't know how she's getting away with it right now, but apparently has broken the agreement. Well, she did it on a Saturday, first of all. So Saturday, we know the courts are closed. So therefore, the father probably didn't have the agreement on hand. You know, I mean, who walks around with a custody agreement in their back pocket for 8.5 years, you know? So obviously, something's going on here. And it's just terrible, man. It's terrible. And that poor little boy, that 10, you know, look, folks, 10-year-old little boy, he's upset right now. That, imagine what that little boy's going through right now. Taken from his dad. Taken from his dad. He wants to come home and be with his dad. You know? His little brother is unsupervised. You heard it. His little brother was playing in the background. Unsupervised. He said, I guess I'm supervising him. House, and this is a state-run facility, folks? This is a shelter? What's going on? Channel 2 News, where are you? What's the matter? Where's Channel? Well, this is what the media is for, to expose things like this. Where's our local deputy sheriffs? What, they're too busy pulling people over, maybe, giving traffic tickets? This is where they should be, keeping the peace, making sure the children are safe. You know, why not? That's what, I mean, where are they? Obviously, they were called and nothing happened. So that officer that was there earlier today needs to be brought up on charges, like the caller from Florida said, for putting that child in danger and not notifying the father and saying, Dad, come here. This is where your son is. Okay, guys, I'm going to be the mediator. I'm going to do my job as a sworn peace officer and keep the peace. Okay, wife. Okay, husband. What seems to be the problem here? Why are you here? Did this man do something to you? Where's your marks at? Are you beat up anywhere? What's going on? Or did you just want to run away because you're on Facebook getting ready to suck another one? Okay? Maybe that's what it is, right? That's what mommy's doing. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But, you know, I mean, where's the, that? I mean, there's no other logical answer to this. I mean, what woman doesn't want to have dinner catered to her at home on Mother's Day? What woman wouldn't like that? Obviously, the man isn't a bad guy after all. I mean, to drive out and go get dinner for the family and bring it home? Because, you know, they can't go out to eat because you got a stay-at-home order in North Carolina. I mean, obviously, this man is not this big, bad wolf. I mean, what do you think, Mark?
Well, from what I hear, there's problems in every relationship, and I'm running into problems in my own. So, you know, there comes a time
what man and woman don't get along? Come on. You know, there's always the squabbles. There's always arguments. As long as you're not beating the woman up or the woman's not beating the guy up and the kids aren't getting physically abused, I say, you know what, have at it. Argue. That's what people do. We do it on this radio show. You know, I mean, come on, man.
It's a learning process that's natural in human nature between man and woman, and we're destroying the nation one child at a time.
That's right.
This is a learning process between mother, father, and child. Argument.
Yeah.
How men and women.
I don't know if the 10-year-old's back on. I highly doubt it. I got a bunch of private numbers, so I don't know. The 10-year-old, if you're still there, if you're still on the phone line listening, I doubt you are, call my personal cell phone. You have that number. And this way here I can get in touch with you and get you back on the show if you can. Because you will be coming home one day. You will be going home, okay? I assure you of that because I will work tirelessly to rescue you if I have to, okay? I don't care. I will go to the ends of the earth. When I see a child in trouble, I will fight for a child, okay? And I don't care who stands in my way. And how many people out there are willing to come with me? How many people are willing to stand with me? Come on, guys, you're willing to march with your M16s on the Capitol in Virginia for only for them to be taken away one day. Come on, guys, why not fight for a child? Where are you? Where is everybody, these big, bad patriots? Come on. I mean, you know, this is what America's about, right? Fighting for the underdog, fighting for the children, fighting for our rights, right? Right? I mean, I don't know how else to say it. You know, let's rally, folks. Let's rally.
Buildings, though, seems to be the norm.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another caller. 313, let's take another caller, Mark. Stay on the line with me if you don't mind, if you can. 313, go ahead.
All right, here's the big question. Are you a fan of anal sex?
Okay, and that's what you want to call in and do something stupid
Hello?
About. Okay, you see, nonsense. Nonsense. Total nonsense. 210, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Bridget's new boyfriend. You need to shut the fuck up and leave
All
her
right,
alone.
All right, okay, obviously. That's fine. Okay, you do whatever you got to do. All right, 978, go ahead. Unmuted. Going once, going twice. Okay, you don't want to speak, obviously. That's fine. Okay, it's fine. I got a bunch more here. Go ahead. 506. Let's see. Well, 506. Go ahead. You're live. 506.
Hello.
Oh, Lord.
It's Joey.
Yes, what do you want? I mean, you waited all that time to say hello. Okay, you said hello. What can I do for you? Can you talk about the show at least? What do you want?
I wanted to ask you how stupid you've been for not having that order in your back pocket. You are a dumbass bitch, Joey, son of a kid.
All right. This is what we get, you know, and this is, you know. All right, goodbye. Unbelievable. That's what we get. All right, Mandelicon, he probably wants to make a few more points here. I don't know. Mandelicon, I'm opening up your phone lines with your plethora of callers, and I'm not getting any. I did the 978. I mean, if she wanted to come on or he, I don't know who it is. Press 1. I did unmute you. All right, 978, go ahead. 978, go ahead. Unmuted. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Hey, well, you know, your republic, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, that should help you out and get you protected and all that, right? Won't that help out at all? I don't think it will. Joe, I'm not being a smartass here, but if you go through the family court, you're going to get bent over, and they're going to do you-know-what to you and with no lube, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. So all this talk about freedom and rights and Constitution, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
You're right.
They may
I
talk
agree.
About it. They might have taught us that at school. It doesn't exist. You're about to fight. You know, I mean, so, it, I, you know, this is the type of shit I've been talking about forever. Your rights? You have no rights. Freedom? You have no freedom. You're about to get, you know, that's why, you know, there's nothing you can do. I mean, I hate
no,
to
you're
say,
absolutely
but,
right. You know what? 978, let me tell you something. 978, I am
you.
Beginning to agree with you. I am. You are actually turning my thinking here towards your way. You're actually starting to convince me of your argument. You're absolutely right. It's all a bunch of crap and nonsense.
You know, I didn't start looking into this shit yesterday.
I see 614 just queued in. I'll get to 614. Go ahead, sir.
So.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know, but what do we do, though? What, I mean, do we just lay down and take it? I mean, we just heard a child that was kidnapped. I mean, for God's sake. We just heard a 10-year-old calling to this show.
So women,
I mean, come on,
women
man.
Women have all the power and authority over men. Women have all the power and authority over men. And, you know,
I
like
agree.
I said in, like, a couple episodes ago, I said, if a woman ends a marriage, the kids should automatically go with the father, and the woman should be sterilized. And punished and shunned.
Oh, my.
Right? There's a reason for that, because that keeps the divorce rates down to, like, nothing. It makes it down to, like, nothing. And it's just it's completely flip-flop. The way it should be compared to what it is completely upside down and inverted. And, you know,
well,
that's
well,
just
you
the
heard
way it
what
is.
I
and
said.
Almost
the woman
like
in
that.
This case, the woman in this case did this already. She took off with the child. They went through the court system. The man got raped over the coals, thousands of dollars, and tried to protect himself, tried to dance the dance and cooperate, and actually got a piece of paper signed where so that the woman couldn't do it again. So this way, when he's out busting his ass all day long and comes home to a dirty house and an empty house at that, it wouldn't happen again.
And you're
going to
get banged in the ass. It doesn't matter what agreements or contracts you make, they'll rip it up and go in favor of the woman every time. And another thing is, the only way to have a somewhat favorable outcome for a man in the family court is have deep pockets, or at least deeper pockets than her, and that can go further. You know what I mean? That's it. And most people don't have that. Most people don't have, you know, $5,000 to retain a family lawyer.
So
I hope you have deep pockets, because that's what you're going to need if you want anything favorable in your, you know, for you.
I hope the child is okay. I want this recording out there to be saved for every. I want this to be downloaded by the people out there who do support the podcast for
that's
the child's
why,
sake.
That's why I say.
Because hopefully the child is okay.
Taken away yesterday. Women should be punished and sterilized for breaking up families. But
I agree.
You can mute me.
Breaking up a family. Yeah. Breaking up a family is disgusting. It's really destroyed our country. It has. And men do break up families too. But I'm just saying the woman in this case did. Obviously, she clearly did. 614, go ahead.
Hey, man, how you doing? Joseph, look, I agree with you 100%. I wanted to say something about the... what Mandela Khan was saying. Can I say a few words right here on the platform live?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk. You got the floor. Go ahead.
All right. QQ, roll. Mayday, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. On behalf of the red, black, and green, easy over your matriarch class section 567 as they open up Pandora's box and break the Da Vinci Code of white power. On behalf of Jill Scott,
All right. You have a message. Obviously, you have an agenda here. I mean, come on. All right, you want? All right, 205. I do see 205, but let me bring Mandela Khan back on real. Give him two more minutes, please. I mean, he did call in the beginning, so I'm going to give him 2 minutes. Go ahead, Mandela Khan, and then area code 205. You're next.
I know.
Go ahead, Mandela Khan.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing all right. Go ahead.
On behalf of understanding the times we live in today, where vaccines, where viruses, where social distancing is the norm of every government, May Day, Mother's Day, 2020. The whole planet Earth, not the United States of America, has to submit to the tyrants of every government, black or white. And here's where the matriarch and class action 567 on CPS, Child Protected Services, has jurisdiction on behalf of class action 567. I know that there's a plethora and multitude of people.
Yeah, I know. There's a plethora of callers, but I'm not seeing them, Mandela Khan. Maybe 205 is one of your people.
That's okay. I didn't say that. I said on behalf of Talk Real City, Tyrone Thompson, on behalf of Zoom, on behalf of Joe Gibson, the majority of people, 11 million to 100 million people, even I, has never interacted with these human beings. Yet, May Day, Mother's Day, for the first time in the history of the planet, the transition of power to the proper administration to turn.
Yeah, so the mothers are taking over, you're saying. So what are you saying? The mothers are taking over? Because the point is that's a good example there, because the mother here in this case, in the beginning of the show here, is able to snatch up her children, run away, and there's a shelter, and there's a free apartment waiting for her. And all she has to do is say, I'm abused. I'm abused. And even her own son is saying, I don't want to be here.
And
there's nothing the men can do about it. So you're right. Mayday.
Okay.
Mayday. Men.
Okay.
We need to unite.
Okay.
It's enough with
okay.
these corrupt
women.
Have
you
ever
heard a statement? It ain't over until the fat lady sings. And it's not
well,
nice
you're
to
right about
with
that.
Modern day.
Yeah, well, the fat lady
okay.
has sung too many times already,
okay.
and she's too
now,
fat.
Let me
I
tell you what a fat lady is. The fat lady.
Well, she's taking
can
a Twinkie out of her mouth.
Black, brown, gay,
or
white,
that's
old, young,
do,
gay,
right?
straight, alike women until the women have control of Mother Earth and their precious resources, pennies, $100 bill, the Federal Reserve.
Let me get to 205. Let me get to 205 here. 205, go ahead. You're on. And then 870, you're after that. Go ahead, 205.
Hey, you ever shoved a wiffle ball bat up your ass?
Okay,
hey,
that's
yo.
What's so important to you. You waited all that time, 205. Very good. Okay, let's go to 870.
Hey,
870.
Can
870,
I get
unmuted.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah, hang on. 870, hang on 1 second. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Take 870. Take them. I'll wait.
All right. 870, go ahead.
Hey, man, do you suck your own cock? Are you able to put your pecker in your mouth like that?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. We should have made him wait. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead. Obviously, I'm just getting bombarded here again with crank callers. And this is Blog Talk Radio at its best. And, you know, here we, you know, I mean, we had a 10-year-old on here who's kidnapped tonight. Kidnapped. Who wants to come home. You know, and this is what you get. They're sick. Sick people of our society, and that's why saving our republic really isn't worth it. It's really not. But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, this is a community problem, and the community is going to have to get way more involved. And as you know, the old saying, the old idiom, it takes a village to raise a child. This is so true. And the government. City, state, municipality should be kept the hell out of all of these other things because state, cities, and municipalities, they make quite a bit of change, and they use that money as a battering ram and as a blunt instrument to keep the wife in line or the husband in line. And we find fault with all of these issues.
You know, but the thing of it is, Mark, is my heart goes out to this 10-year-old. I mean, I just can't shake it. This 10-year-old is not happy tonight where he is at. I mean, why can't we rescue him? Why? Why can't we rescue this 10-year-old? We live in this information age, this technology age. You know, we have all these patriots out there walking around with guns. You know, I mean, we got all this power, supposedly, and we can't rescue one child. And yet, but Donald Trump's going to rescue millions from tunnels, right?
Yeah,
right.
We got
underground tunnels with millions of slaves that we're rescuing, right? Yeah, okay. You know, I mean,
yeah,
so
we're
what's
not,
going on
we're
here?
We're not united enough as units or neighborhoods or villages. We're not united. I would like to go back to the old ways when a woman has been unfaithful or neglectful in her duties and whatnot. Shave that head. Let people know that she's an absolute skank. If that's the real deal, if that's the problem, and if it's
I
the
believe
man,
she is.
then, you know, and if
but,
it's the man,
you
know.
I'm willing to give anyone the benefit of the doubt. I'm always willing. Look, anyone can change, too. But the point of it is you hurt a child. You hurt a child emotionally. You know, you need help. But the problem is that the system's not going to help. And right now we have a child that's a victim of the system. And somehow, some way, the good has to prevail out of all this. And hopefully one day, I pray, we'll get an update from this child. And that child will be happy and, you know, back with his father and, you know, being happy. Being a 10-year-old like he should be. Like he said, happy in his own house. You know, not on the run.
Yeah.
Not living from bed to bed like the mother is, you know, to trick another guy probably into getting pregnant because obviously she's done this, you know, several times. And it's just disgusting, you know, but you're not going to get any justice with the system. I agree with you there. You know, the system is not going to help. Can the system prove me wrong? I mean, I don't know. But I don't see it right now. I don't see the system changing. I don't see the people out there changing. Just look at the phone calls we get here tonight. So how can the system change when the people themselves won't change? Because it's all about me. It's all about having a good time, right? Because that's what it's all about.
Social,
you know, it's all about me world. Look at faith, you know.
Social distancing has worked. It has worked wonders.
Yeah.
It's not working for our benefit either. Social distancing has got neighbor away from neighbor, where neighbor is just afraid to go and speak to the man or the woman in the house and just say, "Now you know you wrong. You know good and damn well you are wrong." People are afraid to just stand up and say what is right for fear of ridicule from other people or police coming and knocking their door down and saying that you're interfering in, you know, in matters that aren't none of your concern. And either way, the courts are making money off of it. And this is where we've been losing it at. When you get a third party involved in these things and their sole purpose is money, they're going to make bad decisions on purpose just to keep the money flowing. Attorneys
and like
Bit
Banker was saying the other night when he called in the chat room, I don't know why they do what they do in the chat room. I mean, they really, I mean, I glance at it from time to time, and still to this day, we have really, what, maybe one person in there that's making any sense. All they're doing is doing what they do best, and they know what's going on, and they're attacking me and attacking, you know, that's fine. But there's nobody in the chat room. So, folks, if you want to log into anything, don't log into the chat room. You're just wasting your time. It's just sick, perverted people in there that have no common sense whatsoever. But they're cowards. They're just social media warriors that practicing social distancing that hide behind a keyboard. And that's what they do. So don't, please, I know, because I'm getting some emails, actually, and they said, "Joe, what's up with your chat room? It's so filled with raunchy people." And I could have so many good people that call into this show, to be honest with you. And the thing of it is like Dr. Peter Ventura said, you know, like he calls in, he says he tells his friends to call in, and they're like, "Are you kidding me? Calling to that guy's show with those people that, you know, with the filthy mouth?" And people, and that's the society we live in today. They thrive upon unhappiness. They thrive upon confusion. They thrive upon battling with each other, attacking each other. That's what they thrive upon. And this is what the mother has done, and the mother, you know, with the children now. Now the children are suffering, and it's going to be generation after generation that suffer because nobody has the courage to maybe even pay that ultimate sacrifice, to go all out and do what is right, even if it costs you your life. We don't have those people anymore out there. We've got a bunch of suckers out there, or one-day warriors that want to go cowboy and kill somebody over a street corner, or a $20 bag of rock, or you disrespected me over a parking place, or I don't like you because you're a member of my family and I'm jealous of you because you're successful, so I want to take what you got, or what have you. And really what I'm trying to get at is the good people out there know who they are because only the good people out there are continuously chastised. They're continuously brought down. They're the trodden. They're the broken. They're attacked. And that's why you got that flag, "Don't tread on me." They're constantly being treaded upon because when you're out there trying to do the right thing, nobody wants to see you do the right thing in all reality, you know, unless they have something to gain personally from you doing the right thing. And then we get back to the money factor. If you've got all kinds of money, Mark, and you're rich, everybody wants to be your best friend because they want something from you, you know, or vice versa. You know, so that's the society we have. It's broken. And it's a sad thing that the children out there have to suffer. And see, I'm a staunch advocate of children. I believe that the children are innocent. They should be given every opportunity to achieve whatever happiness they can so that they can grow up. And then when they make their own decisions, then we judge them for what they do. You know, but if you give the children an opportunity to do the right thing, more times than none, the children will grow up to be good people and fight for what is right. You know, I mean, and unfortunately, like for instance, this 10-year-old sounded like a very hurt child.
Right.
He was hurt.
Intelligent.
You know, and, you know, he sounded like, though, he had happiness in his voice when he talked about going home. You know, and he will go home. He will go home one day. And either home physically in the flesh here on earth, or he'll be with his God. You know, and that's how I look at things, because that's my home. See, my home, is, we know, of course, is filled with turmoil and chaos, and I don't really have too many people out there that I can count on. I've got a few. I've got a couple up in Connecticut. I've got a few here and there that will go to bat for me and watch
here.
My back. But, you know what I mean? But the thing of it is that the majority of people out there don't want to see success, and that's my point. They want
here,
to see
Joe.
Chaos.
You
What's
got
that, Mark?
One here, Joe. You got
oh, I know,
one
I know.
Here.
And yeah, you called in and stated that many, many times that you'd be here in a second if you could get here, and you'd help out in any way possible with my campaign, and or just even help out in other avenues and ways, and you've stated that openly. I respect
you,
that.
And anybody
else, you know,
if you need my help, give me a call. I'm not hard to find.
Yeah, you know. And one day I may take you up on that offer. Mark, I've got other new callers here that I've been scanning. I want to keep you on as long as possible. I may not do the whole show here tonight. You see, now this person says something that I don't know why they're saying what they're saying. Obviously this person here is making a statement that they can only be one of three people that would know this personal information. They can only be one of three. So, but I'm not going to call out any names, okay? So I'm not going to call out any names, but I suspect who they are. But I'm not. That's all I'm going to say, all right? Because there's just no way. Because these things were mentioned over the past 48 hours. So common sense would say that these people obviously are who I think they are. But like I said, we don't know. Cell phones are hacked into. Emails are hacked into. People are listening. We don't know for sure. There's so we'll leave it at that, because we're not going to get into about the Joe Gibson story here tonight. That's not what the show is about, and that's not what we really want to address. Okay, so let's see. 504. Go ahead, 504.
Hey, how's it going? First of all, I just want to say these prank calls today are kind of ridiculous with this kind of topic. It's really sad that we have this many people that are making a joke about this topic. I just get that out of the way first. Can you come in your own mouth?
And that's what you want to say. Do I come?
Can you?
And you know we have possibly children listening, sir. And that's how respectful you are.
You
know we had
mouth?
A 10-year-old on the phone here. And that's the foul mouth that you want to use.
Pretty great.
And what's Blog Talk Radio doing about it? Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. So, you know, Blog Talk Radio is just as guilty for allowing trash like this to infiltrate the show. Mandela Khan, I'll bring you back on. We do have a whole host of a new batch of callers here that we'll try to get to, or they're spoofing their caller ID. I don't know.
No.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Quick interjection, then I'll meet myself again. That last caller brought up a good point. Like I have been saying for probably years now, the only freedom or rights that we have are freedom to be a degenerate, freedom to watch pornography, freedom to be a faggot, freedom to do all this. That's the only freedom
that
you have. Everything else,
why
you don't have shit. So anyway, that's all.
I don't know.
That's why I think.
I don't know. Why do we allow to act like jerks and attack each other? Why are we allowed to do that? Why does the system allow us to do that? Why does the system allow us to hurt children? Why does the system allow men and women to attack each other? Why? I don't know. I really don't.
It's not the system. It's us.
Mandelicon, go ahead.
These folks running around hollering at empty buildings, carrying signs when they need to have their asses in their neighborhoods and fixing this
shit. I agree. Yeah, I agree with you there. Go ahead, Mandelicon. You're back on the show here. I do have a host of other callers, so make your point, please.
Are you sure that I'm able to articulate what I need to in a couple of minutes?
Just don't take 30 minutes doing it, if you don't mind. With, you know, time permitting,
I said
go ahead.
A couple of minutes. Mark and Joe Gibson, I said a couple of minutes.
Go
it
ahead.
It takes a village to raise their child. The village to raise the child, 2020, from the Congo to the Bongo, is the red, black, and green, and the total recall of class action 567 and Zoom, the Zoom room, the Zoom room. Of course, it will be open tonight, and I know that there are no new people except your usual people who want to talk about, you know, what they do. And that's according to you, Joe Gibson, as you have allowed these creatures, these beasts, these gargoyles, to interact on behalf of liberty, freedom, justice, total independence, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Bible. Joe Gibson, Joe Gibson, Joe Gibson, I want you to hear me clearly. Mark, I know you is his partner in time. It takes a village to raise a child. According to the sign of the times we live in today, vaccinations, quarantines, martial law, 6 feet away from each other, has nothing to do with the Second Amendment and those creatures, those beasts, those gargoyles who surround the Capitol each and every week and day, but will not arrest the tyrants, the government.
You're absolutely
right,
and Mark brought that point up. And just for the new callers that did tune in here tonight, we had a 10-year-old call into the podcast to recap the show, because we're at the little more than halfway point. We had a 10-year-old call in and give firsthand testimony, mm-hmm. that he was kidnapped and he's being held against his will at a shelter, a women's shelter in Reedville, North Carolina. He doesn't know the exact address. He doesn't know the exact address. Hang on, just please, you know, stop talking over me, okay? You know, talking over, disrupting the show. I'm giving everyone their ample amount of time to talk. I'm not going to bicker with everybody. I'm not going to call out names. I'm not going to play the games of the chat room. The fact of the matter is we had a 10-year-old, like I said, call in and give testimony. Now it's Mother's Day. Okay. Now, am I saying there's not women out there that are beaten and battered? Of course, there is. However, when you have a woman that has a track record and of doing something like this, and there's documented proof of it, and then there's a child involved that calls into a radio show because then he got caught at the end, and God forbid if he was injured or beaten in any type of way, obviously he screamed for help at the end. And people who know me know that that affects me deeply, okay? But you see, we don't have the strong people out there that are willing to fight for children anymore. We have very few, and that's what's sick about our society. You know, we're all too busy worried about each other and our instant gratification in our lives. You know, how many are willing to sacrifice everything they have or who they are to pay the ultimate price for a child? For a child. How many? How many are willing to do that? I know I am. I will give up everything I have. I'll give up my body, my everything, my freedom. I don't care. For a child. To do the right thing for a child. Are you? And, you know, maybe that's what we need in society today. It doesn't matter what you did 15 years ago. It doesn't matter what you did 20 years ago. It doesn't matter what you're doing now. What it matters is what you're going to do tomorrow to change your life. What kind of person do you want to be tomorrow? Go ahead, Mark.
Joe, I'd like to put a little something out here for all the men out there. And anybody can check my track record. I'm broke as hell. And the point I'm saying this is because I've raised 20 children. I only have one natural son. I've raised 20 other children, and I'm broke as hell. I have no savings. I'll probably end up living in a cardboard box in my old age. But the point is, men, it's your freaking duty to step up to the plate. You need to start sacrificing and your priorities about I want this, I want that. We're living in a situation and a way that we're living now all about what you can buy for yourself, being just outright
And, Mark, like I said, the chat room is filled. You know, like I said, we have to take an example of this show. We see who calls in. It's quite obvious and self-evident that we have people that know me, know my personal life, and we don't know who they are, you know, and we're not going to go out there and spit out names. I know people are doing that now in the chat room. They're pretending to be me, and I see three pictures of me in the chat room, by the way. Okay, you know, which is not me, okay, and this is what they do, which is fine. You know, do whatever you think is necessary, but you're only destroying your country. You're destroying your family and you're destroying your country.
What I wanted to convey is, to the men out there in America, there is no greater feeling in the world that when you have worked and you have sacrificed and, you know, you're walking down the street, and this beautiful woman, because of your efforts, walks up to you and says, Daddy, thank you for taking care of me. And a lot of times it's been so long because of what you've done and the hardships you've gone through, you don't even remember who they were. But you just remember when they were little and you took care of them. And when they come up and say, Daddy, thank you for being there, and this is not your natural child, there's not a better feeling in the freaking world. There's nothing better.
Yeah, you helped out somebody. You helped out somebody and gave to someone that you did not know because it was the right thing to do. That's what was the gratification of this. And like I said, I'm hoping that the 10-year-old is able to call back and get in touch with me. Obviously, he was attacked. He gave testimony that his little brother, who was also kidnapped with him, was unsupervised in this shelter, this so-called shelter that your tax dollars pay for. So this is just, if you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the beginning of the podcast. It's just absolutely apprehensible that this has happened. And nobody's been ruined, the people in the chat room. Joe Gibson is not ruined, okay? Joe Gibson is stronger. Matter of fact, he's a little bit more dangerous. So, I would just be careful. Tread lightly. Tread carefully. Whoever you are, whatever you think you're doing, you have not won anything. Trust me. You don't know me. I think Dr. Peter Ventura gave a good testimony a few shows ago, okay, about who certain people are. God help you.
And he's got
him. Yeah, well, anyway, all right, next caller. Let's see here. Let's move down the line here. 321. Go ahead, 321.
So,
321.
I've got a problem with loose bowels. Loose bowels.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Very good, very good. Okay, move up and down the line here. Okay, well, I've got a number here that I do recognize. I'm going to bring him on, see what he has to offer here, and hopefully we'll see what happens, okay? I mean, everyone gets a chance on the show. So go ahead, 336.
Joe, this is your brother, okay? What's going on, man?
I don't know. What do you mean?
No. What's going with what? Dude, I got Facebook, man.
Okay, good.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't understand. Why would you want to call me on a radio show and ask me what's going on? You want to talk about the show?
No, I want to talk about what you've been talking about the 10-year-old kid that called in. We all know who it is. What the hell's going on?
Okay.
What happened?
Well, first of all, we don't need to get into the specifics of that here.
Well, you don't.
I won't mention no one's name.
I won't mention no one's name.
I have no clue what's going on, to be honest with you. To be totally honest, obviously the child has been kidnapped and removed from his place of residence. He stated that very clearly, unless the 10-year-old is making up stories too, and he's a liar, which I highly doubt. And his little brother obviously is unsupervised in a shelter. And if anyone cares like they claim they do, why aren't they up in arms about that? So I don't know
care
what's
about the
going
kids, okay?
on.
I'll tell you that right now. Me and you, we got our quarrels. But no, when it comes to kids, it's a little different. Now let's talk serious for a minute, okay? We're serious. everyone knows. I mean, it's out. Everyone's your Facebook is public, and so is the other person's, and everyone's Facebook is public. Everybody knows. That's how I found out about it. I didn't have a clue what the fuck was going on until I got a message about it. All right, so now this 10-year-old child I heard was not in a shelter in Reidsville. I heard it was with a coworker where the person worked. Now, I don't know if there's any truth
to
that
or
not.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Or if it's
different.
Yeah,
I heard
okay.
that too, but I don't know if that's 100% true.
Either way. Like I said, I can only tell you what I've heard. Now, to get a little deeper into the shit, if you look at a certain someone's Facebook, it's all filled with whatever. I don't know if it's bull crap or not, because there's two sides to every story. You got to remember that now. But when they're out there spewing, oh, I'm so verbally abused and this and that and this and that and every day, that
sure.
pulls the heartstrings of everybody else.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, it's
but,
going
but,
to.
But,
I mean,
but,
you know.
Wait a second here. But when someone makes those claims, though, wouldn't you, I mean, if their heartstrings are so pulled and the people that would know the truth that were there, who are there, and there are other people than me there that can give testimony, would you say, now, so let's get to the truth. Is that person really
yeah.
verbally abused? Or does that person have mental problems? Does that problem, I mean, you know, I mean, is that person really verbally, I mean, come on, seriously. Is that person really trapped? Come on, tell the truth.
Well, I don't know if they're trapped or not, because I'm not there to see it, you know, and neither is anybody else out there right now to see it.
Okay.
But. I told that certain someone that if they're being threatened, record it. Send it to me, then I'll believe them. I never got a damn recording,
yep.
okay? Never did.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
You know, and I will tell you one thing. I do, and on yours, I mean, I think you're a jerk, but I do know you cook and feed them children. You know. Then at night, what did you do in your room when you're locked up back there doing whatever the hell ever? That's your business. But I've also seen things firsthand that, you know, it's like, come on, guys, let's get it together here. There's kids at stake. I mean, you know, and it's with that. I've seen that in so many families now. I mean, you know.
Yes, I agree.
If you guys got to pull it together and you got to do it. And we can meet under the bridge on 158 220 another damn day. Right now, there's more important shit going on than fussing and cussing, as far as I'm concerned. And the mother of these children has a couple of other children. I never knew what the why did she lose them other two children? Was it because of the way she is?
Yes. She left them. She abandoned them.
Abandoned them, okay. So why wouldn't she abandon them this time? I mean, I'm not being stupid here. I'm just saying, what's the pull here?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't really know. I don't have the answers. I don't know. We tried to get her psychological help. She refused. Everyone agreed to go to counseling except for her.
Did you agree to go
there's
also?
There's an answer right there that should be analyzed.
Did you agree to go also?
Oh, yeah, I did go. By
okay.
myself.
All right, I'm by yourself. So it's
in High Point.
So she didn't even go with you.
No, she refused.
Nah,
that's the God's
honest
truth.
No, whatever. I mean, I'm not here to pass judgment because I don't know the situation, but it's messed up. I mean, that's screwed up. I mean,
it is. I have a 10-year-old out there. There's a 10-year-old out there that's lost. You know, he wants
that's
to come
all,
home.
But, you know,
if he was unhappy and this house was such a danger to him that that everyone's claiming that he needed to be rescued from, why is he saying, I want to come home and be in my house where
well,
I feel safe?
First of all, anybody out there that's mad at you would never harm your kids, okay? Never. They would never do anything to harm anybody. And you know, it's not going to happen. People have more common damn sense than that. When it comes to
well,
children,
we would hope
especially
they would.
Young children. Yeah,
we would
hope they would.
But
I
there
mean,
are
you know.
Sickos out there, though.
Well, of course there's sickos out there. There always is. That's why there's so many of them locked up in jail and been in jail.
And they belong there, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, I went over I brought my daughter over to mom's house today, and you know, she gave me wind of some stuff, and then I seen some stuff on Facebook and everything else. But you know, you don't know. Like I said, there's two sides to every story, and the only way you're going to get it straight is to put them both in a damn room. Give them some laughing
gas
or
something. We've done that.
I don't know.
We have done that. Actually, you can ask some of your family members. We've done that. And one person refused. And guess who it was?
Well, I'll tell you. I know one thing. Is Christmas time when everybody was down here. And I'm going to try to leave names and everything else out of this.
That would be the smart thing to do. I agree.
But I heard some shit got started and everything else. And you actually stuck up for Bridget. So,
Yeah. Sorry
about that. I threw that name in there. Whoops. But that's, everybody knows who we're talking about. So we'll just try to limit the names. How does that sound? But, and you stuck up. But at the same time, you know.
Because
she's
the mother of my children. And it's the proper thing to do.
Yeah, and I've seen the conversation going back and forth between people that night. And I was like, man, I would never talk like that to nobody. And they damn sure better not talk like that to me. So it's the whole thing. I think the counseling should have been started 2 or 3 years ago, if not longer.
I agree.
And if one refuses to go, well, hey, that's leverage. That's leverage, you know. And
it is.
The one thing, you know.
But I don't want leverage. You see, I don't want to hurt children.
No, I know you don't. But you got to delete that shit off your Facebook, dude.
Yeah.
You got to delete it. It's going to be used against you. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, all right, we'll take another caller. I mean, we'll fuss on another show. I'll call in and we'll cuss each other on another show. But until then, let's just do what's right.
I'll agree wholeheartedly with that conversation right there. And I will say with the utmost respect there, I will agree with you 100% what you did have to say. And I believe that's a first.
That's right. Who's that in the background?
I don't know
Someone
who it is in the background.
That's
Go
me,
ahead,
Danny.
Mark. Is that you?
That's me cheering you fellas on. Damn, good job.
No. Me and my brother are still going to go around. I'll tell you that right now. But when it comes to kids, I don't fuck around with that shit now. No,
there
hell
no.
I mean,
well, neither do I.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. We'll find out what's going on. And I hope the kids, whatever happens, turns out for the better for them. You know, 10
and
years
see,
old is a bad age
be
to be going through this shit. I went through
today.
It at 10 years
Just
old.
Like
so.
Y'all big boys done did tonight. And let's get this shit together.
I agree, but we do have other callers, you know, but I do agree with that aspect of the, you know, there's a lot of bullshit being floated around, and unfortunately that's what the internet does do, but it is what it is, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, we will see how good and evil pans out here, if, you know, if there is good and evil, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, I mean, we can only hope that, you know, the right thing does happen. But we'll see what happens. 203.
203?
Yeah. That's you.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a couple points from your last caller there about, one, taking things down so it doesn't get used against you because people are going to be looking for things for ammo. Second thing, that was a good point to be brought up with the counseling. Everybody else agreed. That person refused. That's leverage right there. And in addition to that, one of the reasons why I was told personally by a family member of her that what her eldest child was taken away from her because of how she was being treated, because she was being neglected. She wasn't being fed properly, and because of her personal activities. So a family member stepped in and got the state involved and took custody of the eldest daughter. Now, as far as the other son that was taken away, I'm not quite sure what the whole situation was with that, but he is with the father, and from what I understand, the father's not even that great. So that tells you right there what kind of person she is then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, you're right. The daughter, though, the daughter actually is doing quite well, and she lives with the aunt.
Right. She is now because the aunt took her away from the mother. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
She was raised, you know, under normal circumstances, but she was the aunt is the one who told me this personally at that 10-year-old's baby shower that you were just talking about. So she told me a boatload of stuff. You know, of course, it's, you know, when you're listening, it's gossip and you can't believe everything you hear. But over the years, from what I've seen personally, to believe her. You know, neglect doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, locking them in a closet and feeding them bread and water. You know, neglect could be just sitting on the couch and staring at your computer all day, not paying attention to them, not feeding them proper nutrition. You know, but I just wanted to get that out there, and I'm glad the previous caller and everything, but I think right now is the time for everybody to put any personal feelings aside and get this situation resolved, because, like you said, there's a 10-year-old little boy out there who was pleading with me last night to please come get him in the middle of the night, and if I would have known where he was, I would have gotten in my car and gotten him. So, you know, hopefully,
we can't forget about the 4-year-old too, though. There's a 4-year-old sibling.
Yeah,
I
didn't mean it like that, but you know what I mean. They both be coming, but if I knew where they were.
Yeah, because that's one problem right there. I don't think brothers should be separated. You know, I don't think siblings should be separated.
And no, they shouldn't be. But I think this person is very sick. And they don't realize it. And when somebody's sick, they blame everybody else for their problems. And
actually, I don't
think
she's blaming anybody. She just doesn't do it. I think she's completely nuts. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well, something's wrong. That's for sure.
I just don't know.
Yeah, something's wrong. That's for sure. And that's why the counseling was suggested.
You see it, and you don't know what to do. You know, you're like, your hands are tied.
Correct.
You know, you're like stunned.
But
do
you remember the conversation that we had back in December? And she flipped out and said, "My son's not mental," because we suggested counseling.
You're right.
She refused to even get her children help.
She thinks that anyone who goes to counseling is mental, you know?
Correct. So, you know, that's neglect.
That's not right. Yeah,
and that's neglect. Because because it's for the well-being of the child, you know.
Oh, I'll do anything for the well-being of the child. If you tell me I got to stand on my head on the roof, I'll do it. You know, I mean.
Oh,
that's
absolutely, but you're going against the grain with this other person, though. You guys aren't meshing, and I know one of the biggest things is, and I commend anybody for it, trying to work something out with their mate or spouse or, you know, the parent of their children.
Well, you know, I hate seeing families broken up. I hate to see a family broken up.
I get that. But you're at a point now where it's doing more damage than good. Because now, you know, this has happened once before, and it took about 10 years off of all of our lives, and we're about to have another 10 taken off. So I got about 6 years left to live, and permanent needs to be done because this can't continue. And you're right.
She's getting away with it, you know? Yeah, I can't. Yeah,
I just wanted to just mention that. Just remember those things that were mentioned, leverage, you know, remember the things that were refused, and, you know, get any physical evidence that you can, text messages, whatever you possibly can, screenshots, keep those with you to back your story up, and, you know, good luck and just keep us posted on everything.
Yeah.
And I got some other information that I'll text you personally, okay?
Alrighty, all right, yeah, and he made up a great point there where the coworker actually, and where we're getting confused is that the person that runs the shelter has the same name as her coworker, so, because I found out today it is a shelter, actually.
During this COVID, though, how are they having the shelters open?
I don't know. I think they just lowered the phase here, I think, on Friday, and then Saturday this happened.
And
so,
it's just happened.
She was like puffing
and
huffing and puffing for the past 4 weeks, you know, and I'm like, what's the problem?
So she's been waiting.
You know?
She's been waiting.
Yeah.
She's been waiting. Okay. All right. That was my other question.
Methodically,
too.
Like a sick, methodic way, you know, it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. And do you realize that this is the youngest, the brother's age, that she did this at the same age as the 10-year-old when he was 4 and a half? It's like cyclical. She's cyclical. He was 4 and a half when she did this.
Oh, my God,
to him.
You're right.
Yep, and now she's doing it again.
I mean, what is it? I mean, one person did bring up, like, that she wants to have more children, you know, and that's
yep.
like their cycle, you know?
Yes.
It's weird.
Yes, that's what I think. I think that had a lot to do with it because, not to put too much personal information out there, but we just discussed a few things, and once that option was refused, all bets were off then. Things changed dramatically after that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
so,
bad.
But okay, I don't want to take up any more of that time.
I'm just worried because if you heard the conversation, he was crying at the end.
I started last night, and you know what? He was talking to me, and like I said, if I find out where the location is,
yeah, but why don't
I'll be
I don't
there.
Understand why can't the sheriffs do anything? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
This is a good point. Somebody else that was you were talking to brought that up as well. Why? Who was that sheriff that made him the boy, the 10-year-old boy, feel like the bad guy? Who is
yeah.
that guy? What police department does he work for? I mean, he
I don't know. I can't go to jail for capital felony murder. You know, I mean.
No,
I know.
But I'm just saying, what kind of police officer does that? There's two sides to every story. And
yeah,
for him to leave the child without notifying the other parent.
Yeah. You know,
but,
I mean,
all right,
already,
well, I don't
I mean,
want to take any more of your
all
time.
But anyway,
I'll
yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, tough situation.
All right. Well, you'll get through it. Trust me. Make sure of that.
908, go ahead. Hopefully it's a sensible caller. Oh, no, I got 7172, but go ahead, 908.
Hi, Joseph. This is Officer Miller from the Reidsville Child Protective Services. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Sir, can you come down to our office on Monday morning? We need to have a talk about your Facebook post.
Yep, sure, whatever. I didn't
okay,
post anything on Facebook. I didn't post anything on Facebook, so.
What time can you be here?
Where's your office at?
It's in Reidsville. We're going to send an SMS message to your cell phone with the address.
Sure you will. Okay, you do that, okay? You do that, partner. You guys, if you know, well, you know where I live. You know, so you just come to the house, okay?
Well, we don't.
Thank
come
you, sir.
To people's houses.
You don't come to the house, okay? Well, then I guess we'll be never talking
you're
to each other. So have a good night.
You're gonna come down.
Okay?
To...
Thank you. I'm not going anywhere. 717. Go ahead. Those are the sickos out there that we get. You know, obviously no one's gonna call and do that. So 717. Oh, let's see. Let me unmute.
Hi.
Here.
Hi. How are you
go
doing?
Ahead. Not too well, obviously, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was definitely curious about what was going on. As the person of being a mother in today's Mother's Day, you know, it's very hard. Definitely hearing stuff that, you know, talks about a child sex that is hard. Just because, you know, I'm an advocate and like to try and help people, but I'm kind of curious on if this was a kid that you're talking about that called into the show asking for help or, you know, just kind of listening to conversations about what happened.
Real child. It was a real child calling in for help. It was.
Okay. I would say one thing, if you had that number, you should definitely be able to track where the number is coming from.
He's called. No, his number is blocked, actually. I know who the child is, if you're paying attention to the show. I know who the child is. And he's trapped, and the number is restricted. You can't get it. The police have already been there. They've neglected the help. So, you know, there's a custody order on file at the courthouse, but we know the courthouses are closed. So hopefully tomorrow morning it'll be rectified. We'll see what happens, you know.
Okay. I guess I really, you know, it was kind of baffled by the whole conversation. But I really definitely hope that child can get some help.
Yeah, I'll message you after the show, okay?
Okay, that would definitely work. Thank you, Joe.
All righty. All right, take it easy.
You too, Hans.
All right. All right, bye. All right, let's see here. Well, obviously, powerful show here. Anyone here want to give some call? This 908 number who's claiming to be from what, some sort of protective services. He's going to send me an SOS. You know, but obviously the show is a powerful show. It has implications here that are very serious. You know, there's the child involved here, obviously, and that's the most important issue on the entire aspect of this show. Now, whether or not people are getting the full scope of what it's all about here and who this child really is, maybe some are not, that's fine. But because we're trying to leave certain personal information out for the safety and well-being of the child. So, but anyway, anybody want closing thoughts there for the podcast, and we'll wrap it up. Anybody queue in if you're there. If not, I understand. All right. So we got. Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Do you want to give some closing thoughts real quick, and then we'll wrap up the podcast?
Yeah, until we start putting hands on things and actually getting in there and rolling up our sleeves and getting dirty and doing the things which are necessary to secure our republic and our children, which is the republic, because we'll be long old and gum and grit when they come to age to take care of us. And it's going to be a matter of consequence, because if we don't take good care of them while they're young, we're going to be treated like crap when we're old. We'll have crap in our pens.
Well, whatnot. Our children are our future. Our children are our future, you know.
Yeah, we'll have dead toys and everything else, because the unit of care we give them, it'll be met back out to us. So that's something you folks out there need to consider. Because what we give to them, we'll get it back in the future, and it might not be what we want. I'm done, Joe.
All right. Anyway, okay, 203, I don't know if you want to give a closing thought here real quick to the show. I don't know. Who Medelicon wants to. I guess we got the time. I'll give him 2 minutes. 336, I don't know if you want to say something at the end here. We'll give Medelicon two minutes, I guess. Go ahead, Medelicon. Go ahead. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
As we speak, everyone on the line tonight, the Zoom room, I will be there after 11 p.m. And I need you to get the app of Zoom, and the number is 931-487-5206. Access code is 121212. 121212, access code into the Zoom. But
all right, okay. All right, you promoted the Zoom. Very good. All right, you promoted the Zoom. I'm
going to
wrap the show, Medelicon. I got to go. So anyway, you're stumbling and mumbling here. All right, I got to go. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
24, 25.